The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Diamond in the Rough. The Green Hornet strikes again. On a particular afternoon, society was agog with plans to attend the annual Thanksgiving ball at the Vandergraff mansion that evening, the only occasion upon which Mrs. Vandergraff publicly wore the famous and valuable pink diamond. In a small apartment on the west side of the city, a woman and two men were carefully rehearsing their plans for the evening.
Now remember, you two, there must be no slip-up. I've managed to get hold of an invitation to the Vandergraff ball. You, Marie, will go as a French countess, Madame de Fay. Jim will be your escort.
I will play my part well, Slick. If I can be sure, Jim will do his part.
Now don't worry about me. I've been in the confidence game too long to mess up a job like this. We'll get the pink diamond, all right.
Yeah. Just how do you plan to go about it, Jim?
Well, I'll get a dance with Mrs. Vandergraff. Marie will have to be sure to find a partner for the same dance. We'll manage to bump into each other on the dance floor. In the confusion, I'll get the rock and pass it to Marie. It's up to her to find a way to get it out.
You leave that to me, Jimmy. I will find a way. We will be here with the pink diamond. May we.
Sure it is going to be a swell affair at the Vandergraff joint tonight.
That joint, as you call it, is the biggest mansion in the city, Axford.
So what? Probably just another joint to them Vandergraffs. Rolling in doors they are with town houses and country houses and yachteses and all.
Oh, not yachteses, Axford. The word is yacht. Oh, believe me, with your English, you'd never get through the door at a place like Vandergraff.
Oh, is that so now? And why shouldn't I say yachteses, I'd like to know? If I have more than one match, I say matches, don't I? As for getting into a place like that, well, I...
Stop it, Axford. I should have known better than to correct you. It never does any good.
Of course it doesn't. Not when I'm right the first time.
Someday, if you can ever get a girl to look at you twice, perhaps you'll find one that'll make you listen. But any girl falling for you would be a miracle.
A miracle, is it? Say, now, perhaps I never told you about the time I met with...
Yes, Mr. Reed?
Is Axford around?
Yes, Mr. Reed. He's right here.
Tell him to come in here a minute.
Yes, sir. Mr. Reed wants you in his office, Axford.
All right. When I come back, I'll tell you about the time Sally O'Day had a case on me
and
I...
It. You needn't bother coming back to tell me about Sally. She must have been half-witted to fall for you.
God, it's jealous you are, Casey. That's what it is. Hey, don't throw that book. I'm leaving right now.
Oh, Axford, what are you planning to do tonight?
Tonight? Why, nothing, Reed. That is nothing much.
Good. You see, Gail is covering the Vandergraff ball for the society page, and I'd like to have you go along.
Me? Covering society? Say, now, Reed, that's...
No, wait a minute, Axford. That's Gail's job. I want you to get a good story or two.
Like what, for instance?
Or perhaps a little more about the famous pink diamond. And then, too, in case anything should happen, it'd be a scoop for us if you were on the ground.
You expect something to happen, Reed?
No, but it's best always to be prepared. Every crook in the game's after that jewel.
Sure, with Sergeant Burke and that bunch of his all over the place, like they're sure to be, a crook wouldn't have a chance.
Well, let's hope not. But I'd like to have you there anyway.
Okay. I might as well be enjoying the Vandergraff grub with the rest of them.
Fine. Here's one of the invitations. You'll need that to get in. Oh, and don't forget, you'll have to dress.
Sure, and I never go anywhere without dressing.
Yes, I know. But in this case, you'll have to wear evening clothes. I have an extra suit up at the apartment you might be able to get into.
Lucky suit, eh? Sure, you're really giving me the works on this job. Okay, I'll be there.
I knew you would. Be sure to keep your eyes open, Axford. I'm counting on you for a good story.
Later that evening, the Vandergraaf ball was in full swing. Finally, Gale and Axford found their way to the buffet tables, where Axford stood in amazement, eyeing the bountiful display of food.
Gale, look at that. Sure, in all me born days, I've never seen such a layout of fancy-looking food.
It looks too fancy to eat, almost.
So here you are, Axford. That food drew you like a magnet.
You don't miss much, do you, Sarge? Instead of watching what I'm doing, you'd better be looking after that pink diamond, I'm thinking.
And don't you be thinking I'm not keeping me eye on it. It would be a good idea, too, Axford, if you keep your eye peeled for any crooked work that might be going on.
Oh, I'll do that. Seeing as it's yours is needing me help, Sarge.
Go along with you, Axford. Miss Manning, don't let him eat all he's looking at, or he'll bust right plumb out of that suit.
I'll see to it that doesn't happen, Sergeant Burke. My, they certainly don't seem to have forgotten anything on those tables. Take one of those plates there and help yourself, Axford.
And to think it's all free. sure, no, I don't know where to begin.
Oh, you are so perfectly right, monsieur. Perhaps you've not yet tried that pâté foie gras. It is delicious, no?
No, I haven't tried it. Whichever it is.
You joke with me, monsieur.
Nope, I'm not joking either.
Oh, perhaps you think I am being, forward in speaking to you this way. Your wife, perhaps, does not.
Her? She isn't my wife. That's Gail Manning, reporter on the Daily Sentinel.
How do you do?
Hannah, allow me to introduce myself. I am the Countess de Fay.
A countess, did you say?
Maybe, of course.
She, a real countess?
Such a man you are, such a sense of humor. It is delightful.
Thanks, ma'am. I mean, countess.
How stupid of me. I do not even know your name, monsieur.
Sure, and I'm Michael Axford of the Daily Sentinel.
A newspaper man. Oh, I should have known. You are so debonair, so suave.
I am?
But of course you are. And also naive, my dear Michael. What am I saying?
Oh, go right ahead, Countess. I don't mind at all. Indeed, I don't.
Pardon me, but if you all don't mind, I think I'll look around a bit.
Sure. Go ahead, Gail. You might be missing something.
I'm not missing a thing, Axford. I'll see you all later.
Perhaps the girl, she's not liking that I speak to you.
Who, Gail? Sure, and what does it matter to her one way or the other? We just work together, that's all.
Then I am not sorry I gave way to my impulse.
Gave away what?
No, you do not understand. I mean, when I saw you standing here, I said to myself, there is a real man, the real American type of romantic male. Then I had a sudden impulse to talk to you. And I was not disappointed, mon cher.
Say, you talk like a foreigner, all right.
Oui, I am of an old French family.
Oh, French, you?
Yes. You must believe me when I tell you that I am not always so brazen. But seeing you, I could not resist. But why do I say all this?
Sure, now, and I'd like to hear you say them things, Countess.
But of course you must call me Marie. It is that we are like old friends, no?
Sure. Sure, Marie.
Ah, well, that is better. Michael. The orchestra is playing. You must dance with me, Michael.
Me? Dance? Sure, and that would be the end of our friendship then and there.
Oh, Michael, it is not so difficult. That is a waltz. Oh, you must dance with me. You will play?
I'll be stepping all over your feet.
You will not escape.
Now, look, Marie, I don't know what you mean by that risque stuff, but if you don't mind...
Silly boy, that in my language means I will take the risk. You see, I am not afraid that you will step on me. Pray, Leon, we go now.
Sure, the way you use them funny little words now, I'm beginning to think it sounds cute.
Cute, Michael?
Yeah, you know, sort of nice. I like to hear.
Oh, you are so sweet. So magnificent.
Oh, say now, there I go, stepping right on your foot.
It is nothing, really. See, over there is dancing Madame Vandergraaf. Can we not get close so that I can admire her famous jewel, no?
Oh, so that's the dame with the door. Sure, I'd like to get a squint at the jewel thing myself.
Oh, may we? That is good. We are getting near them.
Why, yes. Yes, indeed, I do enjoy a good walk, Mr. Horton.
Sure, she talks just like anybody else.
Of course, Michael. Pardon, madame, s'il vous plaît.
My foot. My good man. You stepped right on my foot.
Sure, I didn't even know it was under there, ma'am.
Watch where you're going, fella. Not go around knocking people about like that.
See here now. Who bumped into who, I'd like to know.
It's all right, Michael. Madame, you'll pardon us, won't you, madame?
Why, yes. Yes, of course. Do continue your dance.
Merci beaucoup, madame.
Come, Michael.
Puffy all day, she is.
Nothing. Let us enjoy the walk, see?
Sure.
Second thought, it is so crowded. We will go sit down and talk, mon ami. Will you put this in your pocket, this vanity case? It is so tiresome to carry.
Sure. Keep it here. There. Right in the inside coat pocket.
You are so charming. Voila. There is a love seat near the wall.
Love seat? Say, I don't...
You are... Oh, do not be alarmed, my little diamond in the rough. That sofa. See, my Michael?
Oh, that. Sitting down will be a pleasure.
Oh, my diamond! My pink diamond is gone!
Holy Claude, the old lady's lost the pink diamond.
Quiet, everybody! Quiet! The party's over, folks. You'll all leave, but nobody's going to get out of the door without being searched. That pink diamond is still in this ballroom, and we're going to find it.
Well, Cassidy, that's about all. Nary a sign of that pink diamond.
Yeah, we've searched them all.
Here you. Where do you think you're going? Oh, it's you, Axford.
Sure. Want to search me, Sarge?
Tight as that suit fits you, Axford. I could tell in a minute if you were hiding anything. Anyway, you haven't got brains enough to go stealing the famous pink diamond.
Say no, maybe I'm not as dumb as I look.
Let's hope not. Say, who was that classy dame you were stepping all over out there on the dance floor?
That wasn't a dame. She's a real countess. Why do you want it all? Sure, you don't think she...
No, I ain't suspecting her. She got by here all right. I just wondered why you didn't go out with her.
Well, I didn't bring her. I met her here. Holy crow!
What's eating you?
I forgot to give her back her vanity case. Look.
Seems like you've been doing a bit of lifting after all. It's a nice-looking vanity. Gold, I think.
Sure, and I don't even know how to get in touch with her either.
Now, that's an old stall, Ashford. You're hoping she'll get in touch with you again.
Say, she does know I'm with the Daily Sentinel.
I knew it.
I'd better be getting back in case she phones in. So long, Sarge. I'll be seeing you.
Mr. Reed's office, Miss Kay speaking. Oh, well, yes. Yes, he's here. Just a moment.
I knew it. It's her. Give me that phone. Hello? Yes, this is Michael Axford. Yes. Sure, and I'll do that. Yes. Now, where shall I bring it? Oh, the Grafton Apartments. Now, hold on, Marie. Countess, while I write that down. Oh, yes. Hello? Go ahead. The Grafton Apartments. Yes, I got that. Oh, I did it. 402. Yes. What's that?
Well, somebody's listening, so I can't tell you now.
Yes, Marie. Goodbye. She called me.
Well, that isn't anything to what I'm going to call you for writing all over my stenographic pad. Look at that. You scrawled all over the letters I'm typing.
No, Casey, take it easy. Them little marks didn't look like anything.
Those little marks are my shorthand notes, stupid.
All right. I'll copy it off onto something else. Calm down now.
Michael. Marie. What a quick romance this is turning out to be.
Go ahead, laugh away, Casey. Sure, and it's a real lady has fallen for Michael Axford this time.
Well, if you're going to see your real lady, you'd better hurry back. Mr. Reed wants to see you before he goes home tonight.
I'll be back in half an hour, Casey. And as soon as I take something to the Grafton Apartments that belongs to me lady friend, I'll come back and get going on that pink diamond mystery.
How do you know that Yokel hasn't suspected something, Marie?
You are so nervous, Slick. How could he ever suspect? There's a secret little compartment in that vanity. Even if they should open it, he would not see the diamond.
Well, why doesn't he come then? Phoned him some time ago.
Calm yourself. He will come, be sure of that. I will tell him that you are my brother. Be nice to him. He will get him out, and then we go to Pop's place.
I wonder what's keeping Jim.
Always you worry. I know he got out all right. He had nothing to show. He had anything to do with taking a pink dime.
I hope nobody saw him slip it to you. I saw you putting it into that vanity case.
We are too experienced for that, Sleek. How can there be a slip-up? This man who is bringing the vanity is a friend of the police.
A friend of the police? Say, what are you...
Do not get upset. This Michael Axford is a newspaper man, and so dumb.
Why did you pick him out?
Because I hear the police sergeant talk to him. They are friends. I know that he would not be searched. Do you not see, Sleek?
And he said he has the vanity case.
Oui. On the phone, he tells me he has it, and will bring it to me here. Voila. Everything it has worked out, as you say, is swell. May we?
Sure, sure. But I can't stand this waiting.
That is the dumb newspaper man now.
Oh, Michael, how nice. Do come in.
Thanks. Say, who's that?
You're James Mosher. This is my brother.
Oh, how are you?
How do you do? My sister told me how nice you've been to her.
God, no, it was a pleasure.
You brought my vanity, Michael.
Got it right here in my pocket. There it is. Glory be, I'm sorry. Holy crow, there's the pink diamond. Say, what's going on?
Punk. This gun might go off.
Wait now, wait. I'm going to...
Have eyes, Marie.
I haven't. Now what do we do?
So that was your game, was it? Making a fool of Michael Axford, were you?
Michael, oh, what a foolish one.
Is that so now? Showing you won't get away with it. Give me that gun, you spout.
That'll hold him for a while.
Now what are we to do, Slick?
We can't wait for Jim. You go down and bring the car to the back door. I'll bring this chump down and we'll take him along with us.
He knows about the diamond now.
Yes, that's why I'm taking him. After we get him to Pops, we'll find a way to get rid of him once and for all.
Well, Miss Case, sending Axford to the ball turned out to be a good thing. That pink diamond story is quite a scoop for us.
I know. It's funny, isn't it, that someone could take that diamond right from under the noses of the police who were there and then carry it out?
Yes, it is strange. Gale said they searched all the guests before they were allowed to leave. Thieves were very clever.
Well, it's a wonder they didn't hold Axford for carrying something belonging to a lady. He had something to give back to the French woman Gale told us about.
Oh, Axford had something of hers? Well, what was it?
Well, he didn't say, but she seemed very anxious to get in touch with him.
Oh, I see. And it looks as though he isn't coming back here. Are you sure he said he'd be back in half an hour?
Yes, Mr. Reardon. That was over 2 hours ago.
I wonder how far he had to go.
I can tell you exactly where he went. Look what he did to my notes. Scrawled that woman's address all over them.
Grafton Apartments, number 402. Well, I know where that is. It isn't far from here. About 10 minutes each way. Well, we won't wait any longer. Come on, I'll drop you off and see what I can do to get in touch with Axford later.
Britt Reed arrived at his apartment, where Cato, his faithful valet and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting.
You worried about Axford, Mr. Britt?
Yes, Cato. It seems strange to me from what Gale told me that a woman of that type should act that way with Axford, the way Gale said she was acting.
Gale tell you she's a countess. I think real countess not be so... undignified.
Exactly. The more I think of it, Cato, the more suspicious I become of Axford's hasty friendship for that Frenchwoman.
You suspect maybe she has something to do with the robbery, Mr. Brink?
I don't know. But I'd like to make a visit to the Grafton Apartments and get a look into apartment 402 without being seen.
Oh, we use Black Beauty?
Yes. If this should turn out to be a lead on that diamond robbery, I want to be able to carry on from there as the Green Hornet. Get the mask and the gas gun, Cato. We'll be on our way. I hope for Axford's sake his lady friend doesn't turn out to be as I suspect.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, superpowered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. Section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Here we are at the back of the Grafton Apartments. I'm going in. You keep your eyes open, Cato.
Suppose Exford's still there. Not in trouble at all.
I know Exford too well. He never let a fancied romance keep him from the office when he's due to be there. I'm going up the back stairway. And in a few minutes, I'll know what's in apartment 402.
Carefully making his way up the back stairway, Britt Reed was soon approaching the door of the apartment. Moving silently, he went close to the door and listened.
No sound in there. No light under the door. I'd better use my skeleton key. No one here. I guess I'll have to look around. For a light. Well, here's the switch. Neat looking place. Spot of powder on the rug. Uh-oh. Shirt stud. One of mine that Axford was wearing. And it looks like he might have been pushed around a little. Maybe if I put my handkerchief over the mouthpiece, I can get away with answering that. Hello?
Hello, Slick.
Who's talking?
This is Jeff. What do you think? Did Marie get back all right?
Yeah.
You sound funny. I guess you saw it because I didn't get there right away.
Well?
You see, it was like this, Slick. They let me out of the Vandegraaff place all right, but it must have been suspicious because I was dancing with her when she squawked about missing a rock. I must have been tailing me ever since.
Where are you?
I'm calling from a phone booth nearby. What do you want me to do?
Come up here. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the drugstore right down here on... Hey, wait a minute. You don't sound like Slick to me. Let me talk to Marie.
She isn't here right now.
So you're not Slick or she would be there.
Hey, say. He hung up. He must be near here in the drugstore. I've got to get there before he makes a getaway. Go through that alley, Cato, quick.
What is it, Rich?
Slow down before we come out on the street. Easy now. All right, stop here for a minute. There must be a drugstore on that street.
Look, drugstore there on corner to the right.
Yes, and there's a man over there getting into a cab. Follow it, Cato.
You think he's mixed up in this?
Yes, I know it. I know Exford's in trouble. Woman he went to see out of hand in that pink diamond robbery.
You think the man in cab lead you to others?
No, I don't care. He seems to be too smart for that. He'll try to lose us when he finds out we're following.
Oh, car with flashing red light behind. Must be police.
Yes, they're evidently shadowing him in hopes to lead him to the thieves who have the diamond. That's why they didn't pick him up before now.
Cab, turn up side street.
After, try to come alongside before the police car gets to that corner. Step on it. Good. The street is dark. Pull alongside the cab. Hold it! Stop your cab there! I'm getting into that cab, Cato. Drive into that alley on the left, quick.
Hey, what is this? You man.
Never mind that. Get moving. Follow that car into the alley. I'm getting into your cab.
And you, what are you... Say, you want a cuff?
Quiet. Lulu, you're talking in a minute. Hold it, driver. Put out your lights while that police car goes by. Good. Now sit quiet or I'll use this.
Hey, he's got a gun.
Well, that was the squad car. Now we can talk. I want to look at you with my flashlight.
All right, you saw me. Now get it out of my eyes. Hey, that mask. You're the Green Hornet.
Where's your friend, Slick and Marie?
I don't know. So you're the guy that was in the apartment.
Answer my question and talk quick.
I tell you, I don't know.
Okay, if this is the way you want it, I guess I'll have to wring it out of you.
Hey, you're choking me. Don't, I'll tell.
Start then.
They're with the Pop's Hawk Shop. He's the fence who gets rid of the stuff for us.
So they've taken the Vandegraaff diamond to him, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Where is this Hawk Shop?
On West Avenue, corner 10th.
And I can't take you with me, so I'm going to check.
No, don't shoot. Don't. I told you, didn't I?
He shot him or something.
That's something for you to worry about. Now listen to this, cabbie. There's going to be a little meeting at the corner of West Avenue and 10th. Take this guy to the police. Now get going.
Yes, sir.
All right, Cato. We've got to hurry to West Avenue and 10th Street. That cab driver will tell the police that I'm on my way there, and we've got to be there first.
Meanwhile, in the back room of the shop at West Avenue and 10th Street, Slick and Marie were talking to old Pop. Axford, bound and unconscious, lay on a cot in the corner.
It's funny Jim never showed up. But if he doesn't get his cut, that's his hard luck.
Pop, it is not enough what you are giving us for that beautiful jewel. It is worth many thousands.
As the famous pink diamonds, yes. But to be got rid of, it must be cut into smaller stones.
Yes, I suppose that is so. Slick, what do we do with that clumsy newspaper man?
You leave him to us, Marie. He'll never talk, don't worry. Sure came in handy tonight.
Yes, that beautiful stone there on the table wouldn't be in our hands if you hadn't used that fellow to carry it out.
You were so funny. I have to laugh.
Then we are.
A masked man. He's after the pink diamond.
That's the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
No, mademoiselle. You thought it funny to use that chap over there to get the diamond. Untie him.
Hey, really, Mr. Green Hornet.
Now, look here, Hornet. We know you're after that hunk of ice. We'll split with you when Pop pays off.
This is the payoff right now. I'll take that stone and see that you get what's coming to you.
Oh, so that's it, you dirty double-crosser. We do the work and you want to hog it all. Well, we'll see that you don't get away with it.
Pop, help me! Marie, the lights! Douse the lights! Quick!
Quick!
I can't see her.
Mr. Police are coming.
I'll get this sneak.
Take it, crook.
Yes, and I can't...
What's going on here?
The Green Hornet, he went through the window.
Put on the lights. Come on, the lights. That's better. Say.
Hey, look on the table. The pink diamond. And on the floor, two mugs laid out cold.
You see how terrible. They made me come here with you, Monsieur Sergeant. Oh, now I'm safe and so. Merci beaucoup, Sergeant. You are so brave.
Well, see here now. If these mugs were mistreating you.
She's a countess, a French woman.
They forced me to come because I suspected them. Anyway, that is it. Now you will send me home, Monsieur Sergeant.
What's that she's saying now? Hey, I don't get this. You here too, Axford.
Oh, they have hurt him, my poor Michael. Here's what you say. The diamond in your rug, Michael is.
Here, lend me a hand, Sarge. Still a little weak, I am.
But let me...
Get away from me, woman. Sarge, this French mademoiselle is in with those crooks. She did the swiping of that diamond.
Ah, so that's how it is.
What was the Green Hornet doing here? The Green Hornet? Was he here?
That he was. And from the looks of it, he was doing plenty. But he didn't have time to make off with the pink diamond. Say, Axford, tell me, what are you doing mixed up with this bunch of crooks?
Well, Sarge, I hate to admit it, but... Well, I walked out of the Vandegraaff house with a jewel in me pocket. Wasn't that gold vanity case you looked at? And she put it there, that French vampire.
Glory be. And I let it slip right through my fingers.
Sure, and that's not all you let slip through your fingers this night. There goes the Green Hornet himself.
Just heard the adventure, Diamond in the Rough. These exciting dramas are sent to you each week. They are copyrighted features of the Green Hornet Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used in this drama are purely fictitious. Bob Heitz speaking. This program came to you from the studios of WXYZ in Detroit. This is the Blue Network.